We're continuing in the ninth parak of Masachas Ksubas, and we are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. Holchem Ikever Bailu LeBeis Aviyah. Let's say a woman went directly from her husband's grave to her father's house, so she had nothing to do with her husband's property once he was buried. O Shechazru LeBeis Chamiha V'lo Nasas Apotropa. Or she went back to her father-in-law's house, means she stayed at her husband's house, but she didn't become an apotropos over the property after he was buried. Well, then Eina Yarshim Ashbino. So the husband's Yarshim cannot make her take a shvua that she didn't take anything between the time that he died and the time that he was buried, even though she was in charge of the estate during that very brief period of time. The imnasis apotrop, but if she became an apotropos on the property after the kvura, hayorshim mashbino sa ala asulavo, the yorshim can make her take a shvua about the future, meaning they can make her take a shvua that she didn't take anything after the burial, just like anyone who hires anyone to manage their property can make them take a shvua. Ve'in mashbino sa al mashavar, but still, they're not going to be able to be meshbiah her for things that happened while the husband was alive, because the case is where the husband said that neither he nor his heirs are ever going to make her swear. Now, the Mishnah Zayin lists five cases where a woman has to swear before she's able to collect her ksuba, and Mishnah Ches is going to explain those cases. Hapogemes ksuba saloti parel b'shua. If a woman says that she already was paid part of the ksuba, she's not allowed to get paid the rest unless she takes a shvua about exactly how much is still owed to her. If one aid comes, not two aid, and one aid comes and says that she's already been paid, well then she's not allowed to get, even though we don't believe that one aid, but we at least believe the aid enough to make her take a shvua before she gets paid. If she wants to collect the ksuba from property of the yisomim of the husband, or if she wants to collect the property from the chasim yishubadim, meaning the chasim that the husband had sold, or she wants to collect the ksuba when the husband's not around, lo tipara ela b'shvua. In all five of those cases, she can only get paid with a shvua. So in Mishnah Vav, we said that if the woman went straight from the levaya back to her own parents' home or to her father-in-law's home, but she's not in charge of the estate, the yarshim cannot make her take a shvua. But as soon as she becomes an apotropos, the yarshim can make her take a shvua on anything in the future, but they're still not able to make her take a shvua on things that had happened in the past, because the husband had guaranteed her that neither he nor his yarshim will make her take a shvua about anything that involves what was going on in their household. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that there are five cases where a woman can only get her ksuba payment if she takes a shvua. Number one, if she says that it was partially paid off. Number two, where an eid echad was made that it was paid off. Number three, if she's collecting from yisomim. Number four, if she's collecting from chasim yishubadim. And number five, if she is collecting the ksuba shelo b'fanav, not in front of the husband. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Ches.